I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Just last week, Turkish President Erdogan signed constitutional amendments that would essentially give him greater executive power. Now, citizens will vote on the referendums in April, but Erdogan has already said that opponents of the reforms are considered terrorists and coup supporters. And in Turkey's post-coup world, if you're pegged as a coup supporter, you'll wind up behind bars. Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says these accusations have been used against a wide array of groups in Turkey, including pastors and Christians. American pastor Andrew Brunson is still jailed in Turkey, and on Thursday, the U.S. Senate sent a letter to Erdogan seeking Brunson's release.
They're not connected to the coup, but the coup is a useful excuse to crack down on those parts of society that the government really doesn't want to be part of Turkish society.
Please pray that these situations won't intimidate the believers into silence. And do you believe that the gifts of praying, giving, and going really make a difference for the Great Commission? Set Free Ministries would say, without a doubt. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free says, for about a decade, they've been pouring into the lives of a group of young orphans in Uganda. But what they didn't know was that these children were ministering back.
I went there last year to visit some of them, and I didn't know this, but those young kids who we first helped remembered us as little children. They are now 15, 16, 17. They say they pray and fast for us on Wednesday to Thursday. They don't eat for 24 hours. They have become our intercessors.
The kids realize that the work Set Free does makes them a target of both physical and spiritual enemies. And though they couldn't give, they could pray. Find out ways that you can give of your time, treasure, or talent at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.